We're here to inform you about African Awareness Week happening at UBC between the dates of February 1st and February 8th.
This is a unique event with the purpose of increasing awareness about the importance of Africa studies at UBC. We will accomplish this by holding seminars, workshops, and events during that week and presenting world-class African scholars, writers, artists, and activists to carry our mission of exceeding the layperson's expectations of how much Africa has to give to the world.
All are welcomed. For more information or for details on the seminars, workshops, and events, please visit the website at www.africa-awareness.ubc.ca.
If you want to know the truth and drop a stereotypical perception of Africa, this is your chance to become an informed citizen.
www.africa-awareness.ubc.ca.
Yo, what's up? Radio Zero, CITR.
I'm gonna put a beat on now, Mike.
Tyler's gonna put a beat on now.
Background music.
Just to set the tone.
We got.
We'll see how it goes.
Juice Box is center stage instrumental.
Center stage instrumental by Juice Box.
Cool guitar solo.
That was Bison before we chirped in. Get this beat on, man. I'm already out of things to say. Well, there's one important thing to say, and that's that the teenagers are at Richards on Richards tonight.
Yeah, we got a beat.
Teenagers, Richards on Richards tonight. Check it out. Check out my totally botched interview with Quentin, the vocalist, at www.chalkedup.com. It was probably one of the most embarrassing moments of my life, trying to interview a dude and the phones weren't working, we couldn't understand each other, and I was this bad and I had to write an article out of it. Sweet. Tyler's here.
I made it. Okay, cool. I'm on the microphone. This is Radio Zero here on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. So because the teenagers are playing tonight, we'll play a few of their songs. Also, hey, got some new music from a local band called Terror Bird, which is really, really, really good. Kate Bush, I'm sure if she was listening, would be happy to listen to this record. Kind of reminds me of Kate Bush and Jenny Wilson.
Mm.
Our pal Jesse, who's in every single punk and skid band, it seems like, is another one of Jesse's bands. it's great. Jesse from Twin Crystals, etc. Okay, cool. What else? Maybe, hopefully, if I get this album in time here, Sansarac sent me his album, and hopefully it finishes downloading in time for us to play it later on. But yeah, we got some teenagers. You got anything special today?
Well, no. What do I have? I got a brand new DJ Sega song, a remix of MIA, for a little bit more of the club, a little bit more on the club side of things. Health is here next week, so I'm going to play some Health. Guns and Bombs are also in town tonight. Might play some Guns and Bombs. One good song that they ever did.
Yeah, a good song.
Yeah. That, you know, Nothing Is Getting Us Anywhere. Thought that was okay.
Check it out.
Yeah. I'll play that. Maybe. I don't know. What else?
Or we can play some Junior. Junior Senior was a good band.
Junior Senior. Did they remix them?
No, one of the guys from Junior Senior.
One of the dudes from Guns N' Bombs in Junior Senior?
Yeah, Junior Senior and the other guy from I'm a Robot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a Guns N' Bombs remix of a Junior Senior song I've never listened to.
Oh,
maybe,
really?
Maybe we'll throw that one on blind. Nah, that's a bad idea.
That's
Guns N' Bombs.
Horrible kinda, idea.
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah.
yeah, that's about it. So I don't know.
All right.
I'm winging it a little bit today.
What else is coming up here? Tomorrow night in Vancouver. What's anything happening tomorrow in Vancouver?
What is happening tomorrow? I don't know. Check Chalked Up. I honestly always just look at Chalked Up.
Okay, look at chalkedup.com if you want to know what's happening in Vancouver.
Oh, the
tomorrow.
Transmitters are playing with Petroleum Byproducts at the Chapel. Strathcona Punk
That'd
Rock
cool.
Party. That would be cool.
Actually, Transmitters, Bryce Dunn's band.
Is that right? Yeah, there you go.
Program director here at CITR.
There you go.
This program, third time's the charm on Wednesdays at 3 p.m., I think. But anyways, yeah, Transmitter is a good band. Petroleum byproducts, like what are they, like 16-year-old girl, and like it's like a B-52s kind of band.
Yeah, yeah, sort of a surf thing. They wear garbage bags, and they're lots of fun.
I've got to see these guys. Okay.
Oh, and big news.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night, Saturday night. Yeah,
but I'm not gonna be. I'm gonna be Victoria. Okay.
And next week, get your tickets. Well, Mr. Liff and the Perceptionists.
Okay. All right, whatever. If you want to get a hold of us, here you can. 822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. Check out radiozero.ca. Chalkduff.com for events. And if you're in Victoria tomorrow, come to the Half Alive party at Lucky Bar with Paper Cranes and the Clips. If you're in Vancouver tonight, come to the goddamn teenager show.
It's gonna
rule your life. Okay. This is the instrumental of Center Stage by Juicebox.
Before that was Bison. Did we already say that?
You said Bison, yeah. What did we play?
First song.
Stokosaurus.
Stokosaurus.
Alright.
Hell yeah.
Alright. Yo, that's Terror Bird from Vancouver. Shame is on your side. you can check out their MySpace at least at MySpace.com/XTerrorBirdX. They're really, 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 really good. And I got another song for you by them here. They're putting out a EP on Summer Lovers Unlimited, who's also doing the Teenagers. They're just releasing Teenagers' first 7-inch today, SLU, is, and it'll be for sale out at the their show at Richards tonight. But
it's a limited edition one, too. I think they're only doing 500 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, you know what Matt told me last night? The last record printing place in Canada is shutting down, apparently.
That's, oh, MMS, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was two as of 2 years ago. It was Acme Vinyl and MMS. And Acme Vinyl went tits up, unfortunately. They made really, really, really good vinyl.
Tits up.
They made like the, apparently they were renowned as like the best in North America. I actually got a record pressed by Acme Vinyl for an Australian group called De Sicco. And it was like one of the best sounding, like best mastered records I've ever heard. And yeah, I guess they're legendary. Anyways, so Canada's record plants are history. That's
they're
too bad.
Done, man.
Sucks. That's unfortunately that is the way of the industry currently because nobody's buying records. So come on, buy a 7-inch of the Teenagers tonight and keep some record plants alive somewhere. Anyways, yeah, Terrorbird. Getting off track, off topic here. Terrorbird on the same label as the Teenagers. Where I just played the Terrorbird song. A Shame Is On Your Side. I'm gonna play another one. Doug from SLU sent us the EP. But none of the songs were named, so I had to kind of try and figure them out myself. This one, I don't know what it's called. This is the third song. That's as much as I know about it. Terrorbird here on Radio Zero on CITR. Check it out. That was another Terrorbird song. Terrorbird from here in Vancouver. MySpace.com/XTerrorBirdX. That was the third song on the EP. I don't know what it's called yet. I'll have to email Doug or Jesse and find out. But yeah, the EP is coming out on Summer Lovers Unlimited, record label that was started in Vancouver and then transplanted itself to Montreal and is putting out, has put out stuff by Tough Alliance, Dandy Wind. What was
it? Crystal Castles? No. Yeah, no.
Yeah, they did Crystal Castles.
I thought they did Crystal Castles.
What Budgie Laboratories? Who did that? What was that?
Duchess Says.
Duchess Says. Right, okay. Duchess Says.
Channels 3 and 4 from Vancouver as well.
Also a Jesse band.
Way back. Yeah.
Another Jesse band. Jesse is in Terror Bird. And Twin Crystals. And I think also SLU did a Twin Crystals 7. It seems like Jesse of Vancouver here is our local guy that makes all the 7 inches for SLU.
Slum.
Anyhow, yeah. So they've just put out most recently they did Tough Alliance EP, and they're re-releasing Tough Alliance's original full length album. I think in the next couple of months here. But tonight, SLU Records is releasing the first Teenagers 7-inch out here in Vancouver for the Teenager Show. And I'm going to play the first Teenager song I ever heard, Homecoming, here on CITR.
Bad language alert. Bad language
alert. Oh, yeah. Alert. Bad language alert. Turn it off.
C word and F word.
Turn it off.
Last week, I flew to San Diego to see my auntie. On day one, I met her hot stepdaughter. She's a cheerleader, she's a virgin, and she's really tan. As she stepped out of her massive car, I could only notice she was more than fuckable. I think she was coming back from the game or something, cause she was holding those city pom-pom. On day two, I fucked her. It was wild. She's such a slut.
That was the Teenagers with Homecoming, the very first Teenagers song I ever heard, and it's pretty hilarious. I think they started as a MySpace joke, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it started as a big.
They never
hoax.
Planned on like playing shows or you know being a real band, and unfortunately for them, people really liked their stuff and they had to become a real band. So tough break, guys.
Now they're signed and touring the world. Their album's coming out on XL, I think.
Yeah. Beggar's Banquet, XL. XL is like the main carrier for Europe, I think. And then in
it's Beggar's here.
North America, Beggar's Banquet, and SLU, I think, is doing the singles or something. Okay, great. So let's get to another one. This song is remix that the Teenagers made of a semi-mobile disco song. It's the Beat is the song. And I like that they just took the coolest part of the song, which was like the weird organ breakdown in the middle, and made that like the whole song. Okay, here's the Teenagers remix of semi-mobile disco's It's the Beat here on Radio Zero, CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Is it?
Yeah? No?
Turn it up, dude.
Oh, crap. Okay, hold on. One more
time. Did it again. Here. He did the whole Nardwar intro and friggin' blew it like you always do.
Every time.
Okay, this is the one. It's the Beat. Semi Mobile Disco, remixed by the Teenagers, here on CITR, 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, in Vancouver.
You want it, I got it, you know you should. It's the Beat. Okay, that was... It still is. Still is Courtney Love. Me and Mike Barrow are loving this right now.
Oh, man. I took my headphones off because I was listening to something else, and it was just straight Courtney Love and a straight-up whole song. I was so excited. I missed, like, almost all of it. Kind of bummed out. Play it again.
You guys want to hear that one again?
Straight through.
Straight through.
From the top.
From the top. Okay. Yeah, that was Miss World by Hole.
Ooh, was it ever.
My reasoning for playing that, it's pretty, there's no reason. I could say it's because when I was a teenager, it was around, and it's written by a 25-year-old about being 15, as Mike said a second ago.
Something like that.
What? That's just BS, though. I mean, who cares? We just wanted to be idiots and play it.
Oh, we were moshing. Come on.
Moshing, and I was calling up Pearl Jam and Temple of the Dog.
Oh, man.
Okay, hey, the Wombats, they're a pretty cool band. Got a song by them, Kill the Director, the CSS remix of it. It's a really good total disco rock song. And I'm pretty sure I got everything ready to go. The records are there, and the levels are queued up on the mixer.
Volume's up.
Okay, all right, I'm good to go.
Check.
Wombats, Kill the Director, the CSS remix, here on Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Is it? Okay, there it is. Here we go.
It is. We did it.
Fake myself out there. Yeah!
Spending time
This is CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. My name is Tyler Fedchuk, and this is Radio Zero here on CITR. The last song I just played there, It's Obvious by a band called Au Pairs. I believe they're British, but I think they might have been from France. But I think they're British. That record is from the album Playing with a Different Sex. That was released, I think, in 1981. I didn't bring the record with me today. I left it at home. But anyway, either way, like, really cool record. Definitely, if you ever find it, you should get it. And I'd like to, you know, thank Morgan for finding it one day and thinking of me and then tracking me down to tell me that he had it and I could have it. before that track, I played The Wombats, Kill the Director. That was a CSS remix that just came out recently. The Wombats are definitely from England, and they're really, really good. Check them out if you can. What's coming up next here, Mike?
What's coming up next?
What do I have up next? I have a song by Vampire Weekend called Campus.
Well, that does with the band. You gotta give me this. I don't have a song.
Yeah, I got the album. I'll get the album.
Oh, the album would be nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. It's super cool. I don't think it's out yet. I think it's out soon, though. Yeah, we got a beat going. Feeling it. Feeling the beat. Claude Von Stroke is here on Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what this is. I'm excited, but I'm not going to be there.
Where are you going
to
be? A really amazing date.
I might be on a date with Matt at the Republic. Fast Life.
Oh, there, my headphones came in. There we go.
Yeah, we might be playing Fast Life that night at the balcony, the porch.
Oh,
Fast
yeah?
Life porch, but I don't know.
What else is going on? That's a Thursday. Yeah, there was something else. I think Jason's got some kind of crazy plan for that day, too. Personally, I've just ignored Valentine's Day every year.
I never know, man.
As a kid, it was kind of cool. You know, giving out Valentine's. Except for one, I think one year when I was like 8 years old, maybe. I think I was in, no, yes, grade three, maybe, or grade four. Maybe grade four. For some reason on Valentine's Day, I was dressed like a punk rocker.
What?
I don't know why.
Weird. So,
but it was like, I was dressed like a bad, like, TV punk rocker with like a bunch of shitty chains.
Oh, yeah.
And like a crappy denim jacket. And, like, because of all these chains I was wearing, like, when we had, like, a secret Valentine thing going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went out and, like, put out, like, this girl I really liked. So yeah. I went and, I think her name is Victoria or something. Anyway, whatever, who cares?
Shout out to Victoria.
Yeah, shout out. What?
Holler at one of us.
I was totally crushing on her. And so
holler at Tyler.
I was putting the Valentine on her table when it was my turn to go and do secret Valentining. And she totally knew it was me, obviously, because my goddamn chains were wrecked.
Blew it, man.
Totally blew it.
Man, I was whack at Valentine's Day. I was the worst. I still am so bad. I don't know. I feel like a loser, man.
That was, I think, the last Valentine's Day I was celebrating. Last year, I mean, maybe being haunted is something. Maybe she thought it was. I don't know what was going on. It was inconsequential. I have no idea what goes on this day.
No, it's a bogus day. Okay, let's get to this Vampire Weekend song and do it.
That's correct. Yes.
Let's do it.
And just as a reminder, everybody, the teenagers will be in Vancouver tonight. Richards and Richards. There's an article about it in The Province, I think. And definitely one on chalkedup.com. So if you'd rather read a cool publication, I'd say check out chalkedup.com. The Province probably got it all wrong anyways. But I haven't read it, so maybe they got it all right. Who knows? Whatever the case is, doesn't matter. The show is happening tonight. Richards and Richards, it'll be $17 at the door, I believe, because of service charges. Yeah. Tomorrow, come to Paper Cranes, the Clips, and Half Alive Party in Victoria. Come with us. We're catching the 1 o'clock ferry over there. It's going to be fun. I'll bring some backgammon tables, and we'll have a tournament. Okay. All right. RadioZero.ca.
Drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you. You're walking across the campus. Cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend? Studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend? I never want to see you again. How am I supposed to pretend? I never want to see you again. In the afternoon, you're out on the stone and grass.
That was Vampire Weekend with a song called Campus. This is Ting Ting's great DJ, Radio Zero, CITR FM. CITRFM is what I said last time. Yeah, it was pretty smooth, you know. Okay, that was Great DJ by the Ting Tings off their 7-inch. What was on that? What was the other side of that, Tyler?
I put that on a podcast.
You play it sometimes.
Let me just hold on here. Let me check it out.
So the 7-inch. Anyway, both songs on that 7-inch are freaking.
That's
great.
That's not my name.
Oh yeah, that's not my name. Yeah. So that was that. Okay.
Work? No. They work? Yeah, they do. They're on.
Do they? Okay.
Check
sweet.
It out.
You get those ones are plugged in too.
They are. Wow.
Yeah, those are my ones.
These work.
Yeah.
They sound really nice.
Yeah, they're really good ones.
Super. That's the difference.
That's the difference there. That's the extra $100 you're hearing right there.
I think that's an extra more than $100.
Yeah, probably.
These are like $6.
Yeah. That's the extra $230-something you're hearing. No, I don't know.
We'll make you the best headphones in the world.
Man, I just I broke them, but it's
cool.
Did you
make them yourself?
No, I can get more, though. I know where. Okay. Errol Alkin. You probably maybe already know who he is, but he does these edits as Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve, and they're all like oldie, psych, obscure, crazy, cool edits. Anyway, this is one... that is an edit of a Beatles song. It's called You Can Talk to Me by Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve. Right here.
Look at that.
Radio Zero, CITR 101.9 FM, 102 FM cable, Vancouver. I can't do the Nardwuar. Okay.
102?
We'll be right back.
All right. That was Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve off his record called West, a song called You Can Talk to Me. This Tuesday coming
these
up.
These headphones work.
Yeah, they work. I'm having a deja vu. This coming Tuesday, a couple friends of ours are playing songs at a show, We Are Wolves show.
Oh, yeah.
Pat's
Pub. This Tuesday? Is it the next week?
No, it's the 29th.
It's the 29th, man.
Oh.
That's next Tuesday. Either way.
Well, that blows that.
Well, it doesn't. It still exists.
Yeah, no. Okay, the Tuesday after that. Sorry, that was my bad. And, oh, I said something wrong last week. I say something wrong every week. I figured this out. I get on here, and I'm like, this is that.
You say something wrong when you open your mouth.
I know.
All right. Come on, Mike.
Okay. Okay, anyway, this is a We Are Wolves song that I just...
come on, continue on. They're playing, what, the 29th?
The 29th, Pat's Pub. Oh, yeah, Paul Devereaux. Did I not finish that?
No.
I think Paul Devereaux with Eric and Ben.
Okay.
Benjamin.
Pat's Pub. We Are Wolves.
We Are Wolves, 29th. So here's a
January
little,
the 29th.
A little bit of that for you.
You know what I'm saying.
Right here, Radio Zero, MB and Tower Fed Chuck. Okay, that was The Clash with Police on My Back from their album Sandinista. Yeah, what did I play before that? I don't even remember. Oh, I played the We Are Wolves song.
Yeah.
Right. We talked about January 29th.
It almost sounded like the, what's that? Ping Island Strike theme from Steve Zissou. Lightning Strike or something.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning
Strike. I'm not familiar with it.
The weird electro song.
No.
When, like, they tune in the helmets and Steve Zissou, they get the helmets and they can pipe in the music and it's, like goofy.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But that sounds good. Show me sometime.
Okay, we'll have to put it on here.
Yeah, we can squeeze it in. I got a couple more things and then we'll have some fun. Maybe I'll go grab a record from the other room. Random record grab.
You want to do that? I can do it because you got to play a record now. Yeah. I'll go and blindly grab a record.
Okay.
This is going to be dicey.
Yeah. We're going to start doing this. I don't know if it's going to be every week, but...
we should always do it before Narwhal, our last song of the day.
Yeah, last song of the day.
And I used to do this to the Breakfast of the Browns guys.
Yeah.
Where me and James would... my friend James would just come in and get drunk with me here overnight on Sundays from like midnight until 8 a.m.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a long haul, so it was handy to have someone to smoke and drink with.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Holler at us.
Hey, what's up? And we'd always play like the just the worst song we could think of. Like,
yeah, that's good.
Bad like Beyonce ballads, like total power ballads from like divas.
Nice.
And I don't know. They didn't seem to mind. We were always so loaded and yelling at them when they'd show up. The nicest guys ever. And I don't know what we were like. We're like, yeah, we're going to get these Breakfast of the Browns guys. And they were just like super drunk and yelling at them and playing like really cheesy Beyonce ballads. Like, this is the new Breakfast of the Browns theme song.
Got you good.
Okay.
All right. Shout out to Breakfast at the Browns with the Browns.
Hey, guys. Miss ya. Yeah.
All right. This is Health. Health is here with... Management? Oh, no. White. Can't remember, but I'll look it up right now. In the meantime, check it out. Song called Crime Wave. Radio Zero. Now for something completely different.
Jam. To the jam. Let me back up.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, we're on.
All right, here we go.
Hercules and Love Affair right now. This is brand new DFA stuff.
Oh, yeah? It's really good. It sounds like
the
singer from Spandau Ballet.
I think this is just them.
I was saying the guy sounds like the singer from Spandau Ballet.
No, but I thought this song was featuring the dude from Anthony and the Johnsons, but I think I'm thinking of something else. No, I'm thinking of something else.
It also sounds like that guy, too.
It might be him then, but I can't remember.
And Anthony, I believe. The Anthony.
Anyway, it might not be this song. I could be thinking of something else. Okay.
Okay, hey guys. Okay, great.
Ticket giveaway.
This is what's happening. We're doing a ticket giveaway for the Teenagers show tonight at Riches and Riches. Teenagers are playing tonight. They're from France. They're kicking off the North American tour here in Vancouver. Riches and Riches tonight. Doors for the show are at 10 o'clock, so get there early if you want to make sure you get in. But here, we're giving away two tickets for the show. The first person... They can riddle me this. The Teenagers have a song called Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson has a cat. What is Scarlett Johansson's cat's name? If you read trackedup.com, you would know. First person to call in with this answer. The correct answer is also a bad Canadian rock band your dad probably listens to.
Yeah.
The same name.
Two big hints
there. Scarlett Johansson's cat and Canadian rock and roll. It's not Kim Mitchell either. Okay.
No, it's not Kim Mitchell.
Give us a call. 822-2487. It's 822-CITR. The first person that can tell us what Scarlett Johansson's cat's name is coming to the Teenager show tonight.
You might want to check Chalked
Half Alive. Richards and Richards. Check Chalked Up.com if you don't know.
You might find it there.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah, 822-2487.
Phone's ringing, man. Yeah, phone's ringing. That was quick.
That was quick. Good work.
Tickets are gone.
Congratulations, Leighton. You are the proud recipient of two tickets for the Teenager show this evening.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson's cat, his name is Trooper. Trooper was a really awesome Canadian rock and roll band. I had their CD when I was a teenager, and we used to always play the Boys in the Bright White Sports Car really loud in my friend's car. And give out cans of soda pop to homeless people in Nanaimo.
Hey,
we would steal the flats of soda from. I shouldn't be saying this today.
Rock and roll Robin Hood, man.
we stole all the soda from Overweighty, which is like a Save-On Foods of Nanaimo.
It's the Save-On Foods
They left it all out front. They left all their pop out front on flats, so you just drive up
Fair
there,
game.
And it was like a drive-through in the front.
Fair game,
so you would just
man.
Drive through there, load your trunk up with like six flats of pop, and then go hand them out to like homeless people downtown.
rock and roll Robin Hood, dude.
Listening to, there they are, the boys in the bright white sports car.
and raise a little hell. And what's the other one? Good time. We're here for a good time.
Oh, yeah.
A good time. All the trash
anthems. Not a long time.
Oh, man.
Jeez, kill me now. Okay.
I'm going to queue up another song. We got a Glass Candy remix of a band called Sion. It's brand S-S-I-O-N, brand new.
Oh,
after this, whatever it's called, is finished. Hercules and Love Affair.
Yeah.
Herculean Love Affair?
Hercules and Love Affair.
Hercules and Love Affair?
DFA, James Murphy's label. Putting out disco. Okay, I gotta go do it.
Okay. Right. Congratulations, Layton. See you guys tonight to Half Alive, Riches and Richards, Teenagers. Nardwar's coming up in about 10 minutes with Josh from Queens of the Stone Age. RadioZero.ca.
Come together, take control, pride.
All right. We are winding up. Nardwar is coming up next with some interviews with Josh, Queens of the Stone Age. That pretty much does it for us here at Radio Zero. Thanks to everybody who called in for the ticket giveaway. We're going to start... This is the first of what will hopefully be many random record grabs from the other room. We sent Tyler into the other room, eyes closed, blindfolded, twist him around, and he grabbed a record. And the record he grabbed was...
This record sleeve does not match the record that... I mean, it's level 42.
Yeah, so what we have is a level 42 record, a record by level 42, and it's a 12-inch. The song is called Hot Something.
Hot Water Master Mix.
And it's interesting because Tyler picked this record out at random, and the record sleeve actually has a bunch of paper taped over it with level 42.
This was not level 42 originally. This was originally a John Coltrane record.
That has been all taped over.
Called Ballads. That has been taped over with some paper, and somebody made their own album sleeve here.
Yeah, with paper and a felt pen.
It says, an album by level 42. Arrgh! On the cover.
Yeah.
And then it says level 42 with their classic number one hits.
And it points down to all the John Coltrane songs.
But however, this is really amazing. This is a good one to pick. This is number 3221 in the library. And we're going to get into some hot water right now.
Never heard it before. Playing a dangerous. Oh, hell yeah.
All right. I think I could do some aerobics.
It must be Friday, baby. It must be Friday.
Yes, I think I'm in some hot water
right now. All right, let's let it ride. Radio Zero, CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 cable, Radio UBC Vancouver. I still can't do it.
Radio Zero.ca. What do you mean? What can't you do?
I was trying to do the exact way that Nardwar always does it. I don't know how he does it.
I don't know how he does it either. He's magic.
He's good, yeah. Man, this is like some... I'm feeling it.
This is a mega mix, okay. Sure.
This is definitely a mega mix. Okay, we're going to shut up for a minute and let it ride. Nardwar's up next. RadioZero.ca, Teenagers Tonight. Richards on Richards. Be there, 10 sharp. Beat the line. Peace. We'll be right back.